Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. This is the Sweet and Salty Roundabout with Possum and the Big Guy. Get on board!
Choo-choo! Choo-choo! And it's a special vegan edition. Yay!
And it's also special because we're in the same room. Yay!
There'll be no me trying to hear what you're saying and just going, oh. Like last time you said carob was an ingredient and someone didn't even hear it.
Yeah, well, I was talking about the 11 secret herbs and spices in the Kentucky Fried Chicken shapes, and one of them is carob. So,
and I didn't react at all.
No. And I thought, oh, well, he doesn't care about carob being in there.
And you know normally carob to me is like,
phew, it'd be a trigger.
Poison. It's poison. Now, we can't go on with the vegan episode without ringing our resident vegan celebrity.
Yeah. I mean, let's explain why we're doing it, because I actually found some vegan snacks that are quite tasty. So I want people to know that if you are vegan, you probably don't listen to our podcast anyway, but if we've got one or two vegans, we have found some tasty snacks, but let's not pretend they're healthy.
Yeah.
Like vegan junk food is still just junk food, but without animal products in it. But
exactly.
It's still junk. Don't kid yourself, Hughesy.
Vegans. Well, that's who we're going to ring right now. It's not Osher Gonsberg. Sorry to disappoint you. He's our resident vegan celebrity. Hang on, I've got his number here. Just got to ring him up on the telephone.
Yeah, just read out the number for everyone.
041. I know his number off by heart, bizarrely.
Wow. That's really rare in these days.
Yeah, these days. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hughesy, you're on. Yay. Is that our resident vegan expert?
Look, I'm just a vegan. I'm not an expert. I'm just a your regular run-of-the-mill vegan. Someone, you know, doing the right thing by the planet.
Good on you, Hughesy. I'm on board.
Thank you, Kitty. I know that.
I think it's good work.
Mate, between us, we'll single hand.
There's not a lot you can do. You can't stop them mining coal. You can't stop them, I don't know, digging oil out of the ground. But you can just stop eating
meat.
Animals.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the tiny thing you can do.
Between us, we will stop those Pacific islands going underwater. We'll do that. So.
Oh, you're just sounding quite tired. You're not helping the argument of vegans not having much energy. If you could just lift the energy.
Done breakfast radio.
I am tired. But I'm looking at the snacks that I've been handed. So, yeah, to be honest, the crispy rice clouds, the organic crispy rice clouds, salt and vinegar smash, which were delivered to my door by Dave O'Neill, have been eaten basically by my children. I actually came in.
Oh.
Who normally don't
are
like.
Are you kidding?
They don't like vegan stuff. But I said, what are you doing? That's meant to be for the podcast. And there's only about
Hughesy, they are. I just said to Dave, I was actually really I was really reluctant to give up the bag because there are only two bags in the shop and they're the best. And you've given them to your kids. You'll be so disappointed because they were really good.
I hadn't given them to my kids. My wife had given them to the kids. Holly had without realizing what was going on. But there is about three or four left, so I will.
Oh, well, let's try one right now then. So it's what make is a kitty?
These are Ceres Organic Crispy Rice Clouds, salt and vinegar smash flavour.
Okay, let's chew it right now.
They're really good.
They're good, aren't they?
They're really
How good are they? They're like a rice snack, but not like a normal rice snack. They're delicious.
Yeah, they got more in them. My daughters are in bed, but I'm going to get there. They're normally reluctant to get involved in anything I do, but just girls, remember when you ate the organic crispy rice clouds? Can you tell Dave and what they're like? Were they good?
Yes.
Really good?
Yeah.
Did you know they're vegan?
Yes, I did, because I knew that Dad had gotten them, and he gets all the vegan food.
Right.
What do you normally think of the vegan food?
All the other vegan food is just vegetables, like broccoli and all that stuff.
What do you think about Dad being a vegan?
Well, I don't really care, but it's sort of, it's nothing really to me.
Mm.
No.
Does he still eat dinner at the table with everyone, or is he forced to sit at a separate table with his vegan food?
Nah, he sits at the same table.
Yeah.
And just eats his own food.
Yeah, so I just had vegan stir fry tonight, and what did you have in your stir fry, Sadie?
Bacon, I think.
It was bacon, yes, absolutely.
Bacon stir fry, delicious. Classic Asian stir fry.
Bacon stir fry. Well, there you go. See, the kids like it, so that's good.
They do. No, that is an absolute winner. They were about to finish the pack, and they generally, they generally shy away from the vegan stuff.
Hughesy, what snack have you missed the most since becoming vegan? Like what?
A lot. Chocolate, probably. You know, like a Snickers or all that stuff, which is just. When you go to a service station, you look around at all that joy, and there's really not much for vegans there. So
yeah, there's not a lot of substitutes for chocolate with the vegan stuff.
My wife actually, without even knowing I was doing this podcast, bought some sea salt pico vegan and organic chocolate. Have you tried that, Kitty? That is good.
No, I haven't, because I'm not as strict as you, like when it comes to chocolate and snacks, because, you know, it's my profession.
Yeah.
I will eat real chocolate.
Yeah, no, it is hard to beat milk chocolate. I'm not going to lie. It's you can try, but you're never going to beat it.
I did make some vegan brownies the other day, and they weren't too bad.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're okay. Yeah. They're a little bit rubbery because you've got to use a banana.
There's definitely a sacrifice. The veggio, which you've given me a veggio whole hazelnut chocolate bar.
Oh, do you want to try that? Try some of that. I remember this being quite nice.
So what is it?
It's in a white packet. It's the veggio whole hazelnut chocolate bar,
and
it's vegan,
you get it?
And gluten free. Just at the IGA. I've had these before, and I didn't mind them.
It looks homemade. I'll give them that. It doesn't look like it's been made at the Cadbury factory. It looks like a couple of hippies have been churning that out in their backyard.
I'm going in.
Studio.
No, it's pretty good. You know what? It's
Is it?
It's thick. It's got some heft to it, and that's what you...
Yes.
Yeah, it has got weight to it. You're right. It's a very thick slab.
Yeah, I'm into that.
It's good,
texture's
isn't it?
Not bad.
Yeah, it's good. I've had this before. I had it overseas or somewhere. It's good.
Yeah, no, I'm putting that one on the menu as well.
I'm going to read the ingredients. You keep talking to Hughesy. I'm going to go out here and choke.
Go and choke. Off you go.
I'm going to choke off here.
He's going to choke because, of course, it had nuts in it. So it had hazelnuts. So
she's not anaphylactic, is she?
Oh, God, I hope not. You're not anaphylactic, are you kidding? We're about to find out. That's not bad. That's good, isn't it?
That's good.
I mean, that tastes like normal chocolate to me. I can't. It's a little bit milky, but a little bit dark as well.
No, it's a good mix, absolutely.
What's it got in it, Kitty? What's
it seems to have cocoa butter in it.
Seems to have cocoa butter. It can't have cocoa butter. It's vegan. It says on the packet.
Cocoa butter, so.
Is cocoa butter not butter?
I'm not convinced that's vegan.
No, it's vegan. Vegan, gluten-free. What amuses me when everything, it may contain, may contain milk. I mean, what are they doing at the factory where they just put on a pad? We're not sure whether we cleaned the machine enough, you know?
Someone's like sipping milk over the line as they're working, they're having a cup of milk.
I will eat things that may contain stuff because, I mean, you know, mistakes happen and that's not my fault. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Not bad.
Okay, so what should we do next, Kitty? Should we go lollies? Or
I don't know if Hughesy kept any, but I do want to ask you about the cheesy nooch buckwheaves that I brought to you at.
Yeah, they were really good. No, I did love those. I ate them all. Yeah,
they're a good snack, aren't they? Dave's just trying them now.
They're really good. All right,
so that's a cheese flavored buckwheave.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've found two real cracking salty snacks in the vegan range, better than any of those lentil chips or chickpea puffs. These really satisfy you as a salty snack.
So what are they made of?
Well, I'd say they're buckwheat. And then
buckwheat. You're right, buckwheat.
Nutritional yeast would be the flavouring. That's why they're called cheesy nooch.
Actually, my wife was listening the other day when you're on, Kitty, and she was offended. She sent me a message saying that she gives me nutritional yeast all the time and I just didn't realise. And yeah, so that.
Well, that's nice that she's cooking for you because when you started, I remember you saying she wouldn't cook for you.
Look, it's yeah, she's not happy about having to make extra, and but yeah, she does. She's a good person, no doubt about it. But we do keep it simple. I do have a lot of vegan sausages.
Oh, okay.
Vegan sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they like?
Look, they're the same shape as a normal sausage, so you know.
And you can burn them a bit, like a
you can charcoal
sausage,
them a bit with onions, and you know if you piece of bread and you wrap it around it, you know, a bit of dead horse, and I'm not talking actual dead horse, obviously, but
no, we know
it's a bit of tomato sauce, and it's yeah, you're living the dream.
I'll have to give you my nachos recipe. I do an awesome vegan nachos.
Vegan nachos?
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, Mexican is actually, Mexican is pretty good for vegans, actually. It's quite a bit.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, okay. Yeah, and Indian would be good too, actually. Indian has very good vegan food.
Lots of Indian vegan food.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of meat. They don't eat a lot of meat. My mother-in-law lived in India for a while, and she went back there in the last 10 years or so and said they don't eat. She stayed in the village and said that meat's not around a lot, so they just don't eat it.
So it's both, I think, religious, and they can't afford it. I mean,
they can't afford it.
We do not need the continent of India getting hooked on meat, basically. That would be
We do not need that.
No.
Now, okay, so should we try the lollies? I'm keen to try the lollies.
Did you get the lollies I sent you? What are they like?
Now, have I got the lollies? Now, do I?
I sent them to Sash.
Look, I haven't. I haven't been having. I don't have them with me. I haven't been having vegan jubes though. So, were they vegan jubes?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They were those Natural Lolly Company.
Yeah. Look. I don't know whether I'm going to find that pack tomorrow. Somehow it's got missing. But I really enjoy those, I must say. But
yeah, they're good. Yeah.
They just taste like normal lollies.
Well, they're good.
But
the texture's a bit different. There's not a lot of a bite.
Yeah.
Well, your teeth go straight through them. There's no resistance.
No resistance.
No, you just want to suck on it. You don't want to bite them. You want to suck on them as much as possible. But you know what? I grew up on jubes. I was a jube kid, and
grew up on jubes.
That explains
your teeth.
Yeah,
problem.
Absolutely. I mean, that was most of my joy between the age of probably 5 and I reckon 30 actually was Allen snakes or the you know those the vegetable no the fruit sort of little jubes you get at milk bars or corner shops the fun times I had. So
did you like fruit pastels and wine gums and fruit gums?
I did, but not as much as just the
jube.
Just the jube. I was a real jube guy, so.
You mean the ones with the sugar on the outside?
No, I don't want sugar on the outside. Oh. I don't need the sugar on the outside. Just the like the whatever.
Just a jelly
just
lolly.
Just a jelly lolly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
But snakes as well. You know, Allen snakes, killer pythons, and for many years I would have a pack of Allen snakes in my glove box, and just at every set of traffic lights, I would just open it up and have some snakes.
What was your favourite colour? Do you remember? Because I've got some at home. Because Barney had his birthday there, and he wanted snakes on his cake or something. So
I reckon red. I think red.
Yeah.
I think
yellow's good. Yellow's good.
I mean, they're all good. There's no such thing.
He's sounding very wistful, Hughesy.
But in my giving up everything, you guys know I've given up many different things.
Many things.
I gave up jubes a number of years ago. I said I stopped the jubes, and I realized that the jubes were they add weight, the jubes, because you know,
they do add weight. As someone who's like, you should start a no jube July or something like that.
I'm jube free.
Jube free January.
But the vegan jubes have got me back on them, I must say. So
yeah, they're not bad. Yeah. They're quite good. I just had one.
Stop eating them. Once you start, if there's an open pack in your house or your car, they're just gone.
Because what you do is you go, oh, red one. Now I'll balance it with a green one. Oh, I've had too much green. Now I need a yellow. You need to just keep cycling through all the colours.
You've got to do the rainbow.
The rotation going.
Do the rainbow. Yeah.
All the colours of the rainbow.
So we've got a cookie left. I think I sent you a cookie.
Yeah, you've got a shell type thing that are in plastic wrap.
Oh, they're my ones. They're my lentil chips, but I don't know what they're like.
I think we poo-pooed those. We decided they were just going to be. What we wanted to do was good vegan snacks, not
that
like
does
snacks
look
that people go, oh, yeah, that's disappointing.
It looks
that's
ordinary.
That's what I expected.
Right. I've got the complete cookie, yeah? Louie and
– Yeah, let's have
– Lenny and Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lenny and Larry. I got these at an IGA where I think they're sort of also for like healthy bodybuilder types. Like you could probably give one of these to Ed. Well, there's
16 grams of protein in one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ed Cavalli would like this.
They're chock full of protein, and I think because they were sold in an IGA at Port Melbourne that seemed to have a lot of protein shake stuff. So when I was buying them, I think the guy was looking at me weirdly thinking, are you off to the gym?
You got to get some rice cakes and some chicken breasts as well.
Is it leg day, lady? You're off for leg day.
Look, I mean, they're...
Can I have some?
Yeah, go.
They're moist. They're sort of heavier. No. Do you think,
they're a dense cookie.
They're not bad.
Do you think they're making me muscly? I'm happy with that.
Yeah, they're okay. They're not bad. No, actually, they're a bit punishing. If I'd done a workout, I'd want to reward myself with something better than that.
They're very spearmint-y, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I sent Husey a different flavour. He's got white chocolate, I think.
Yeah,
it's nice,
but I mean, I'm going to be honest. Eating these, you're
being punished.
You're sacrificing your own pleasure for the planet's good. You know that when you're
not worth it.
Yeah, but overall, I think that's it, isn't it, in terms of all the samples?
Yeah, that's not a bad episode, though.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll become a vegan. What do you reckon?
Mate, you can certainly, you can just the high horse that you get to ride, you know, is really.
Oh.
Just do it one day a week.
Yeah, I could do it one day a week. We have Vegan Monday. We have a lot of a few meat-free meals, so we could do vegan as well.
Mate, you can go. There's no doubt. You can look at any climate conference. You can go past any climate action protest and know that you're better than most of the people there. You know,
like in Melbourne,
and that's what it's about.
In Melbourne, there's a protesters with Kill the Bill. I'll go up there and say, you guys aren't protesting about the real stuff. Yeah, I'm a vegan, guys. All right,
drove past them. They're not. That's very half-hearted. That protest up there. Jesus.
I've been saying in my set, they should be. I can't work out where they're from. I think they're from kind of like very far out.
I'll tell you where they're from. They're from an episode of Making It because they've all been making signs with their cardboard and crayons.
You know what? They're getting exercise, guys.
They're having a craft a noon.
They're getting exercise and they're bringing life back to the CBDs of this great nation.
That's
know?
True. So, the shopkeepers are happy, aren't they?
If I'm running a cafe in the middle of Melbourne on a Saturday at the moment, I'm not checking vaccine passports. I can tell you, I want to sell some focaccias. Is what I want to do.
I said they should be campaigning for a connection to main sewerage. I think that's what they should be, and access to a dentist. Like, I don't know where they're
Mate,
from.
Mate, they're from everywhere, they're buddy. Weird. They're from everywhere. They're,
I don't think they are.
They
are I think they're from one. I think there was
three or four.
I think they're from one family. Well, I'll tell you how many there are at the moment, about 40 out there on the steps.
It's wet, though.
With a row of cops facing them. I just drove past them. Wound down my window and just went, I love Dan Andrews. Bah, 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 just to really annoy them.
Don't say that to Husey. He'll lose his mind.
Guys.
Just doing laps. Dan's the man. Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, boy. Anyway, that's just for Victorians. I'm sure people around Australia are all aware of what's going on in Melbourne.
But they were protesting in every capital city. It wasn't just Victoria. Don't worry about that. Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I know. Saturday I saw big. That on the news.
Everywhere.
Saw that on the news.
Anyway.
Look, I think that's the vegan episode.
Yeah, except yeah. We'll just wrap it up by asking, was it Rafa that was at netball?
No.
Did
basketball?
He win?
Was it Rafa basketball?
Yeah, we actually swapped it out. So I was going to sit out the front of the basketball courts, but then I knew there was a vegan stir fry at home, so I was going to get like food from around the corner, but I rang Holly and I said, can I get the vegan stir fry? And she said, okay, I'll cook you the stir fry. So I drove home from the basketball courts. She presented me with a vegan stir fry. Now she's driven to the basketball courts to pick up Raf and my two daughters. I believe are in bed, although we just spoke to one of them and she claimed the other one was in the toilet, but I haven't seen her. So hopefully she's done.
She's somewhere in the house.
Anyway.
Well, you know what? The vegan snacks have been good. I've got to say I'm surprised as a skeptic, you know. And
no. I think we'll probably get a bit of pushback from the listeners. We don't seem to have a lot of vegans in the audience, but it's good to try something different, guys. Yeah, just every now and again.
Out of all of them, I'd say the crispy rice clouds. You want something different in your life, and the organic crispy rice clouds from whoever they're from, Ceres Organics.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the buckwheats, the cheesy noodles.
I've really been getting into the cheesy noodles buckwheats. I'm loving it.
They come in other flavors too. I've got to hunt those down.
Yeah, good. You've opened up my eyes to more of a world, you know, and I appreciate that.
You were really healthy, and now I'm just pushing you back onto the junk.
Yeah, exactly.
I love opening a packet. We all love opening packets.
We do. Oh, well, thanks, Yuzi. Thanks for being part of the first ever vegan episode of The Junkies.
Thanks for being our first ever guest.
Oh, yeah.
On The Junkies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, no, my brother. There was my brother, wasn't there?
Oh, of course. Yeah. We had Glenn.
But he's not a celebrity. Yeah, he's not a celebrity vegan.
He's from Switzerland, doesn't he? Is that right?
Yeah.
He's a celebrity foreigner.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. Okay, well, you've been listening to the Junkie Special Vegan Edition. We'll see you next week.
And we'll have real food. Don't unsubscribe.